more about later on from our reporter, Nicola Goodwin. Well, I'm with Councillor Louis Stevens this morning. He's from the Green Party in Worcester. A very good cold morning to you.
Good morning.
Thanks for coming along to us. Now, how seriously do you view this in the context of climate change?
It is very significant. I think it's around about a third of all of our emissions is coming from journeys in cars and so on. And obviously, these are the very small journeys that could potentially be done by walking and cycling. So there's a lot of potential here. But not only for climate change, you know, we have a big problem about air quality in the city and also a big problem about congestion. So you've only got to look at the traffic, what it's like during the holidays compared to what it is in term time. And you can see a big difference there.
Well, you can hear in the audio that we just heard there, and just speaking to people on the street, I'm having a chat with one of the neighbours around here just a moment ago, everyone's got a reason why they can't. How hard is it going to be to actually get people out of cars and onto bikes or onto their feet?
It is quite a difficult challenge. I don't think anyone should deny that, but it is possible. Other places have done it. The classic example is in the Netherlands. In places like Amsterdam and other places, they did have a car dependency culture back in the 1970s, but through leadership, people basically said, no, we want to change it. It was actually due to the oil crisis, a shortage of fuel, but actually they actually set themselves up. They started planning their cities, the right amount of schools, planning the infrastructure of walking and cycling and safe crossings and really safe roads and so on. And we've really got the opposite of that. We have really built our society and our culture around the car. And a lot of people will feel quite concerned and worried about walking and cycling to school with their children. And that is a really sad state of affairs. And I think we should urge our politicians, our leaders, to do a lot more in terms of things like the infrastructure of walking and cycling.
Morning, Louis. It's Sally and Tony back in the studio.
Good morning.
You're one of our politicians. I'm going to urge you to do something now, because you live on the Bath Road, don't you, in Worcester?
I do, yeah.
Pretty central. Have you got a car?
I don't, actually, no.
Oh, good. Okay, that's excellent news, because I was just wondering what you did personally. So, you could easily walk in from there, couldn't you?
Yeah, about a year ago, I actually decided to get rid of my car. I'm not a complaint to say. My wife has got a car. If I ever need to use a car, I will use a car. But generally, I use my bike. I live quite central, and it means that I can get around the ward, which I serve in Baton Hall, quite well, and then go and visit people, go to my meetings on a bike. So I've managed to do it, but not everybody will be able to do that. I've actually got an electric bike, which takes the pressure off me. I'm in my early 50s, and if I want to go up the hill, up Rongswood, or up to Warndon or whatever, it definitely helps me. So there are ways around the feeling that you couldn't actually do with the hills and stuff. There are technological fixes now with electric bikes.
But surely people won't abandon their cars unless there's a high-quality public transport service in place as well. A lot of people are mentioning that on our Facebook page this morning, saying that if there was reliable public transport, that they'd consider hopping on that instead of using their cars.
They would. And I think what we really need to see here is political leadership. I'd ask a question of all of your listeners. Think about the last time you saw your elected leaders, politicians, councillors on a bus or on a bike, and then see what sort of leadership they are showing in terms of what they can be doing. And I think that there are some good councillors who are doing that, but I think we need to see more leadership. And if they actually used the buses and saw how bad they were, if they used the cycleways and had to fight through the traffic, I think they would be fighting and making sure we have built the proper infrastructure. And there are three really good things we could do to really start to kickstart this initiative. One is about making the road safer. So having a default 20-mile-an-hour speed limit on all residential side roads. We need to make sure that we've got safe crossings across the main roads that people can easily walk and cycle. And the third thing is to encourage the schools to really dust off those active travel plans and to really start marketing the walking, cycling, and get a bit of peer pressure going.
Louis, good to speak to you. Thank you very much. And congratulations on the cycling as well. That's a bit of leadership. He's put his money where his mouth is, or his cycle.